everyone for being here for our seminar today. Today we are going to have two presentations. The first will be by Saïd Oussay, who's going to present his paper on measuring energy poverty in Senegal, a new multidimensional energy poverty index focusing on fossil set approach. And then the second presentation will be by Opinyemi Akinyemi, who's visiting us today from the University of Uppsala, and she's going to present on green energy and green growth strategy for the sustainable development of sub-Saharan Africa. So each of them will have about half an hour with like 20 minutes presentation and then 10 minutes discussion, maybe just clarifying questions during the presentation, and then we leave time for discussion. Okay?
Good afternoon, guys. My name is Cedar Bilafsi. I'm from Senegal and I study in Tunisia. I'm also a PhD, Unwaide PhD fellow. So I'm going to present you my research on measuring energy poverty in Senegal for the multidimensional energy poverty index. Institute for Research on Energy Poverty. This project is part of my research on energy poverty in Senegal. Nowadays, energy is a major sector of area for the economic development of Africa. According to UNICEF, by 2050, a quarter of the world will be African. These people will find decent housing and feed themselves. Energy will be very instrumental for Africa's economic development because without energy, it is not possible to light household and to heat also their household, to produce food and to improve the quality of life. Energy is the key to meet these needs, to power commercial and industrial advances and to revolutionize the everyday life of the world population. Hence, the fight against energy poverty is now more than ever necessary for promoting sustainable development. For the case of Senegal, the electricity access remained a constraint for the household, both in both rural and urban area. For example, here in 2016, 64.5% of the households in Senegal have access to electricity. In urban area, we have 87.7% of households. In rural area, we have 38.3%. And also, we highlight the dependence of the electricity sector on fossil energy and also the frequent electric load shedding. During the frequent electric load shedding, households use as alternative like candles used by 58% of households and how. And also, the torch is used by 24.6% of households, according to National Agency Statistics. Biomass represents also another constraint for the cooking fuels. We see that biomass represents 42% of the final energy consumption, and so most of the biomass used by the household is firewood and charcoal. Many African countries continue to face a serious energy problem. To tackle this issue, many sets of initiatives relating to the governments and aimed at reducing energy poverty of the significant sector of the population is needed. However, measuring energy poverty and defining energy is the prior of any energy policy targeted to struggle it. Energy poverty is defined as a lack of energy access to modern energy services. This definition is provided by International Energy Agency in 2010, and this definition is agreed upon by many specialists of energy economics and international organizations like World Bank, United Nations in particular, UNDP and UNIDO. For the case of measuring, we can take the per capita energy required to meet the basic energy needs, but we have no understanding about what represent exactly the basic energy needs, like for example, the poverty line. For the case of poverty in general, estimated about $1.90. And we can also take the poverty line. But here highlights the difference between energy poverty and fuel poverty. Energy poverty is referred for the case of the saturation of energy in developing country, and fuel poverty is the case of energy in developed country. Energy poverty is also a multidimensional concept, and fuel poverty is a unidimensional concept. Both concepts can be calculated from an income or expenditure. And also, the last case is the access to energy services or deprivation. This definition is referred to the approach of capability of Amartya Sen, who defined energy poverty as a lack of energy access to modern energy services according to the deprivation that household has not achieved. Energy poverty measurement. It is highly argued that in the literature of energy poverty that multidimensional energy poverty measurement is superior to those unidimensional. However, there's multidimensional energy poverty index are based on the dichotomization of the household into two groups, the energy poor and energy poor, in different dimensions or sub-dimensions, including in the modeling process due to the lack of knowledge what does mean the basic energy services. And we have also a limiting understanding about the nature of energy poverty because energy poverty differs from household to household, from country to country, and from area to area. Turn to a new multidimensional energy poverty index. Here we explain the advantages of the fuzzy logic by taking different scenario of household according to the definition of International Energy Agency, who define energy poverty as a lack of energy access. And also, we take this definition according to the concept of capability approach of Amartya Sen, according to their functioning. Now we have the scenario. Here we have the scenario one, we have non-achievement. Here we have the different dimensions represent the modern energy services, and here we have no achievement. For example, we have, if you take the first line, we have your household who use biomass for cooking, for lighting biomass. If the household have not access to electricity, they cannot use the appliance like fridge. They can also use radio. They cannot use the television or telecommunication. For the second line, we have our second situation, we have the household use biomass for cooking, torch or oil for lighting. Here they cannot use the fridge, and it's the same for the dimension radio and television. Once the situation of the household is improved, it seems that this household remain in the situation of energy poverty because they have not achieved any dimensions. For the second case, we have only one dimension, one achievement. The household have access to modern energy services like clean cooking fuel for the second scenario, and here they remain in the situation of energy poverty because they use biomass is a traditional energy poverty. The third scenario, the household have achieved two dimensions. Here we have clean cooking fuels, lighting, we have electricity, solar, and other modern energy. We have the household can also have no access to appliance and telecommunication. For the last scenario, the household have ac- success are achieved more than two dimensions. On the basis of this scenario, we construct the graphical representation in order to make comparison between usual multidimensional energy measurements and fuzzy multidimensional energy measurements. Here we have the first scenario where the household have not accessed, have not achieved any dimensions. Here, one dimensions, two dimensions, and more than dimensions. According to the logic of usual energy poverty measurements, they fix a threshold. For example, a household who is in this situation is classified as energy poor, and a household who is in this situation is classified as not energy poor. For example, if we change this threshold, a household who is classified at the first time in this scenario may be not classified as energy poor by changing this threshold. For example, here, the case of fuzzy logic. The dimensions are classified from worst to the best. And here, this process allows us to know the degree of membership of the household. Here we have, for the scenario one, the household have not achieved any dimensions. We have the totally energy poor. This household is in the situation of extreme energy poverty. For the scenario two, we have moderately energy poor. For the scenario three, is better than the scenario two, and also for the scenario four. And here we have at the end totally energy poor. The fuzzy multidimensional energy index. The multidimensional, the usual multidimensional energy index is based on the theory of George Cantor. The object is member of the SIP and the object is not member of the SIP. For our new multidimensional energy poverty index is based on the theory of fuzzy set provided by Slotfizadeh in 1965. This theory is based on their three statements. The object is full member of the sets, and the object is partial member. The object isn't a member. Energy poverty in Senegal, what's the dimensions? These dimensions are extracted from Nospromer et al. And according to the definition of energy poverty as a lack of access to modern energy services, we agree on the definition provided by this author for the case of Senegal according to the household energy context and the climate characteristic. Here we have the variable cooking, we have the type of cooking fuel and indoor pollution. This type of cooking fuel we have two modalities, modern cooking fuel and traditional cooking fuel. The indoor pollution for this case, if the household use the traditional cooking fuel, a pollution is involved. For the lighting, we have heavy access, yes or no, and for the freight, service provided by means of household appliances, you have heavy freight, educational attainment, heavy radio or television. Here we have the combination, heavy radio at the same time, television, having only television, having only radio, and do not have radio and television. For the communication is the same case. The methodology, here we have the final result. Here you have the final result. XIG represents the degree of membership of the household for the dimension G. Here we have the membership function. The membership function equals zero if the household used in for the dimension J of modern energy services, and equal this expression if the household used traditional energy services. And these modalities are classified from the best to the worst. So contribution in this literature. At the first, in the literature, we have a problem of defining the basic energy services. And according to our research, we suggest at the first to define the household energy context in this country, and also the climate characteristic. The climate characteristic allows us to know the weighting system that we can assign, for example, the dimensions of cooling and heating. This is the first application of the theory of fuzzy set in order to assess energy poverty. It's applied for the case of poverty in general, and for the energy poverty, we try now to apply it. This indicator is the fuzzy multidimensional energy poverty index, which we can assess energy poverty for the case of developing countries. Thank you for attention.
Interesting dimensions of this. It's very interesting the way you set it up. A lot of the access of poor people is increasingly going to be driven by changes in the relative prices. You know, particularly as you think about how renewable energy comes in, so solar power, and as the price of solar power really drops. And I wonder if you kind of thought about the relative price dimensions over time and how you might begin to capture that.
Yeah, for the case of dimension, at the first we analyze the household energy context in Senegal. According to the energy access, we find that households in both rural and urban areas have no access to electricity. It does mean electricity is not achieved for the case of Senegal. And it's the same also for the dimension cooking. Electricity provides a wide range of variety, because without electricity, household cannot use the services provided by means of appliance and entertainment, education, and communication. Here we highlight also the importance of mechanical power, and for the dimension heating is not necessary to put, for example, in Senegal during the year, it's warm. It's not necessary to put for the dimension. Comparatively, for example, for Northern European country where a household is deemed as fuel poor if he cannot keep warm his housing. This is why we chose these dimensions according to the household energy context in Senegal and the climate context.
Just as a follow-up, I guess also, I mean, you know, these are consumption services, but also the household is a unit of production. You know, so that solar panel electricity generator can be used obviously for refrigerating and cooking and the rest of it, but equally, you know, it could be supplying the electricity of the small business that's being run by the household, or indeed the farming enterprise. So there's kind of a household consumption side to this, and also a really strong livelihood side as well. And so insofar as you increase the income through the livelihood side, then the household can purchase additional energy services from kind of non-renewable sources as well. So kind of expands out the kind of envelope of consumption possibility, consumption possibility.
The household energy consumption is not the way that we want to assess energy poverty. Here, the first, our analysis is based on the definition provided by International Energy Agency. Okay, and this definition can allow us to analyze energy poverty in terms of deprivations. This is why we choose these dimensions. We don't use the household consumption, for example, or access to. Here, for example, for the dimension writing, we just highlight the electricity. But electricity is, they can obtain electricity by solar, by any other modern services.
But she's talking about the quality somehow, no? You need to a value of quality, but I don't know if in the data set you have information about that. Probably not.
Information, but I think there's also from the World Bank have worked on here. For example, the multi-chair framework for measurement of energy access. Here, they use the reliability of electricity access.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they have reliability of energy access.
Yes.
And where are your variables? Which variable is that worked into?
Yeah, they use the same variable that we use here. Yeah, the same variable. But it's not the way that you want to measure energy poverty.
Thank you, Sido, for excellent presentation and very nice topic. Just I have one question about the factors affecting energy poverty. Are you just going to measure the energy poverty alone, or you can go further by explaining the factors or the determinants of energy poverty?
Yeah.
Because I think it is very important for policymakers. I talk about the policy relevance of your topic. The issue just not how many energy poor, poor or non-poor energy. The issue is very important about the factors, how a policymaker, in order to take care about or to deal with the problem of energy poverty.
This paper is as part of my thesis. My thesis is entitled Energy Poverty in Senegal, Determinant and Measure. At the first, we seek to define energy poverty and measure it. After measuring, we can give the determinant of energy poverty in Senegal. And now, according to my research today, I want to measure energy poverty and to give some implication policy, and after to research about the determinant of energy poverty in Senegal.
Another quick one, because it's a fascinating topic. I mean, the other dimension of this is time use. So, you know, you can think about a household. I mean, one dimension of energy poverty is that the household doesn't have the composition of time use that it would really desire. So the classic would be, children don't have enough lighting to spend the amount of time they want on doing their homework. Or, the people responsible for the cooking in the household, typically women, spending hours on that, whereas, they would prefer a different composition. So, in some ways, you can also conceptualize energy poverty through kind of time use. I mean, this is something that in advanced economies like Finland, we never think about, because, our time use is, we've kind of optimized it, because the lighting is always there, the heating is always there. But you think about, energy poor households in Africa, that they're really constrained. So there are some time uses they'd like to expand. There are some time uses they'd like to contract. That would be another kind of way of measuring or approaching the issue. I don't know whether anybody's done that for Senegal, but it'd be really interesting to see it. And that would, of course, bring in the sort of intra-household dimension, which is going to be really, really important here, because of the division of the tasks.
Thank you.
Sorry, just suggesting another completely new project for you.
If I may come in, maybe I think part of this is like what's interlinked with household income measures or income poverty, and I think it could go in both directions. Like as you were describing it, it's kind of like this time use is a bit of a consequence of not having access to energy, and this then constrains your other income generating activities. But I think from the variables that you have there, it's kind of also a circle. Like to have some of those things, it's kind of assets that you would also find in a multidimensional poverty headcount. So I don't know if you looked at how much overlap there is between the two and whether one could get any more variables that go more into the direction of the quality of energy access and not so much into this more asset type of frame. So I don't know, maybe also like some questioners have something on, for example, also street lighting or like other external electricity sources or something like that. Other questions?
Just thinking about some of the concepts. So, I mean, of course, in any a part of measurement in a broader project is interesting to look at the determinants, and maybe like Tony points, somehow the implications of being energy poor, because maybe it's not that straightforward, that thinking that being energy poor has consequences on your the time use and then the investment in better education or in obtaining income. So the relationship with other types of poverty somehow, no? That but of course not, maybe not necessarily in the same paper. And also thinking about the determinants of poverty, I think maybe an exercise that you could think here is because some of the deprivations that you have are on the household level, but some are at the village level. No? For example, having electricity, I don't know how important that is in Senegal, but it could be because you can't afford paying the electricity bill, or because maybe in your village there is no infrastructure to have electricity. No? So there is, in both cases you are deprived, but in one is more at the village level, and in terms of policy, the policy should more address at infrastructure. In the other case, it's more about electricity not being affordable for some household, and maybe it's more about subsidies or this kind of thing. You know? I think that maybe depending on the data that you have at the community, village, etc. level, it could be maybe an important issue that you could identify very easily here.
Or even the other way around. So maybe some of these items are not owned at the household level, but they are kind of provided at the community level. So, for example, TV or some other,
Then maybe you have something.
So then there might be houses that actually get access to that, not because they own the item, but because it's provided in a small community.
As a public good. So
I mean, the classic example would be a fridge in the village clinic that's providing medicines for everybody. So you need the energy to keep it at a constant temperature. So, it's a classic public good. It's being jointly consumed by the whole village. It's not going to be picked up in the household measures as such.
Simultaneously, you could just be illegally connected to some electricity thingy and then experience blackouts very often or something. So having access somehow, but maybe no quality access. Okay. So thank you very much for the very interesting presentation.